Pew researchers looked at over 10,000 orders requiring virtual court. They found that less than 3% of those mandates included resources for people with disabilities or limited English proficiency. Kutsia Naki, with Pew Charitable Trust, says virtual court hearings can be beneficial if done correctly, or they can be a barrier to some people.
It can be really, you know, challenging, for example, if like the teleconference platform the court is using is not accessible with a screen reader if you're blind, or if there's connection issues with the video relay service providing ASL interpretation.
Kansas did work to combat those problems. Courts provided Wi-Fi hotspots and information on requesting help. Kansas also allowed people to file documents online. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.